I am the bankruptcy trustee who had the sad task of auctioning off Markard Volker's Panorama and associated buildings after his death in 1830. Just a year before, Volker was still trying to sell the house and rotunda with painting on his own. In the public sale notice that came with the Basel Avi Blatt newspaper, he writes, "Through a series of sad events over the past 2 years which have deeply affected my prior relationships, I feel compelled to divest myself of my local estate, which I have so long enjoyed, and to offer it for sale to an honorable public, something which in the past, and under more favorable circumstances, I would scarcely have conceived doing." The sale failed. It's too tragic. In the past, and under more favorable circumstances. I well remember when the artist became an inventor and designed a three-wheeled walking machine for two people, if he had only patented it. Or when he made the design for the St. Jakob Monument in Basel, thereby also becoming a sculptor. And in Basel, an enchanting transparency image of the Nativity by Volker is still shown in the Advent season to this day. It's lit from behind, so you get the impression that a ray of light is radiating from the baby Jesus in the manger. Very clever. As you already know, the Panorama was well attended. Celebrities such as the Empress Marie-Louise or the Grand Dukes Nicholas and Michael of Russia all wanted to come visit the famous circular painting in the Bernese Oberland. Volker the salesman had some good ideas too. Thus, we find the following source. The visit to the Panorama was organized by individual hired servants who guided strangers there and were paid separately for it. In 1830, there were 13 such hired servants who brought in a total, from May to December 1830, of 125 people. You will learn the continuing fate of the circular painting in the course of the exhibition, and you already know that it all turned out well, since today it's housed in a dignified building in Thun. Here.